Jerry Bader Show, 1048. I only have about 12 minutes or so to do this one. So if you want to get in right now. 406-1360. 888-455-1360. A woman made what her psychiatrist considered a suicidal comment. And he was afraid she had a gun. So he called police. It was 9 hours before they caught up with her. They come in. They take her concealed carry permits that she has for various states, a BB gun that looks like a Glock, and take her under a mental commitment, a Chapter 51, I believe it is. She sued saying, look, 9 hours had passed. There was no imminent threat. I was in danger. And she disputes even making the comment a psychiatrist says. Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in upholding a district judge says, well, yeah, they did violate her Fourth Amendment rights, but it was justified because it was for her self-protection. Ken in Beaver Dam. Ken, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I have two problems with that. The first is that I didn't know that a psychiatrist or psychologist could reveal your personal information. And the next is that in this climate of fundamentally changing our nation, and what he meant is from a republic form of a Republican form of government to a socialist government. This is exactly the environment that we're living in. This type of thing where the court can say your Fourth Amendment rights are no longer necessary if we deem that you may be a threat to yourself. This, you know, the thing of that is that if your enemy decides, like, so let's say, I don't know if Michael McCann is still the DA down in Milwaukee or not, Michael McCann didn't like one of Scott Walker's campaign, whatever, and it happened to be a gun rights person, they could go in there and use the guise of personal safety and just wreak havoc.
Well, the Milwaukee County DA is John Chisholm, and he is doing that with John Doe probes. Okay, what would have happened if police said, okay, ma'am, sorry to bother you, left, and then she killed herself?
Well, I mean, that's a hypothetical. Yeah. But I would say, you know, if she killed herself, I mean, I don't know how to respond to that.
Do you think police? Do you think police? Ken, hang on. Do you think police would have been criticized for that?
Sure. I don't think it's justified.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot for the call. To Scott in Wausau. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. Thanks for taking the call.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering if instead of – I think a lot of this is based on her having a concealed carry permit and if she had an empty holster on. Had she walked in – would a book on, say, climate change and stated that due to her bad news, she was going to go home and stack up all her climate change books and jump off of them. Do you really think the police would have entered her apartment? I think a lot of it has to do with the simple perception of firearms.
And also, Scott, bear this in mind. She was not unknown to Milwaukee police, and I think that factored in. But I'll ask you the question I asked the previous caller. If they left and then she killed herself, would it be fair to criticize Milwaukee police then?
I wouldn't criticize them. I believe you got the right. If you want to kill yourself, kill yourself. If you want to drive without a seatbelt, drive without a seatbelt, but accept the consequences for all your actions. Don't smoke for 20 years and then try to sue Marlboro. You know, smoke if you want. Drive without a seatbelt if you want. If you are so distraught in life and you want to take your own life, who am I to say you shouldn't? I mean, do I think that person could get treatment? And great, some people can get treatment and get better. But if you want to take your own life, do it. Just don't take anybody else's life with you.
Yeah, but we recognize in society that we try to stop people from doing that. Thanks a lot for the call. Norm in Iron Mountain. Norm, go ahead.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
Another one of my favorite subjects here. You know, this is another reason that when you go to a physician, and I'm very fortunate to have a physician that we agreed on the gun rights, so I'm pretty up and honest with him in my conversation. But I also get into the VA system, which is another can of worms. I would never be honest with a physician in the VA system. A lot of GIs have lost their gun rights because they've sought medical care, psychiatric care for infertile, for post-traumatic stress syndrome, and they've taken the guns away from them. I agree with the previous caller that I think I don't believe in abortion, but I believe ultimately you have the right for suicide. I think it's a tragedy if a young kid does it, but if it's an old person, you're infirmed, you're in pain, and you want to do it, go ahead and do it. I mean, it's up to you. The only thing is I would have to find a different method than gun because it adds to the anti-gun hysteria in this country, so I don't know what I'd use.
Norm, thanks a lot for the call. But again, I would say we have decided as a society that if we think someone is going to harm themselves or potentially others, we deal with it. Mike in Green Bay. Mike, go ahead.
You hear often that the police say that they can't intervene because no crime has been committed. There's been no crime here. You've got one person who's a doctor that's like over 8 hours old that is making his own personal claim about this. The whole thing is ridiculous.
Well, let me ask you, okay, now, and several people are wondering, and I don't have the answer to this, ethically, if a doctor is supposed to reveal that, if he thinks the patient's in harm, he does. What if he had not called police and then she did harm herself? Would he be culpable?
No, I don't think the doctor did the wrong thing by making that phone call. What I'm saying is the police don't have probable cause because of the fact that no crime has been committed. They don't have no jurisdiction to be able to just break into this lady's house. I don't care the circumstances. There's no crime.
Well, but see, and that's where the court's ruling gets convoluted because they agree with you, Mike. Thanks a lot for the call. They agree with you, except what they say is, well, no search warrant was needed because this wasn't an investigation of a crime. This was, and law enforcement is allowed to do this in the interest of the well-being of the woman. So the search warrant that she would want doesn't exist. So what they're saying is because the search warrant she wants doesn't exist, they violated her Fourth Amendment rights, yet they didn't because it was in her self-interest. That's the court's convoluted ruling. Dave in Green Bay. Dave, go ahead.
And Jerry's comment, I guess, is maybe you're not asking the correct question. If this woman went out and randomly pulled a gun and murdered your child,
yeah,
how would these people respond?
Yeah,
would they sue the police? They'd sue anybody who's in the way.
Okay.
And if you don't think it happens, think about the Sikh temple. Think about the beauty salon in Milwaukee a couple of years ago. I mean, if they could have prevented that ahead of time, those people would all be alive.
Okay, but it was 9 hours later, so you make a good point, but how much, suppose it took them 2 days to track her down, then would they still be justified in doing this?
Yes, I think they would, at least to look into it and see what's happening, or at least to, if a psychologist, a trained person like that is freaked out to the point that they think this is a viable thing and not just hot air. I think you have to respect that professionalism.
Thanks a lot for the call. I could not disagree more. I think the psychiatrist was freaked out by a gun holster. However, that she wore an empty holster to a psychiatric appointment does give me pause. I don't have a problem with the psychiatrist calling. I don't have a problem with police checking on her. The 9-hour lag, and that if she was rational and coherent with them but wouldn't let them in, I think they did violate her Fourth Amendment rights. As I read this, and I did not read the court ruling and I didn't read any incident reports, I believe, absent any imminent evidence of imminent threat to herself or others, I don't see how they can do this. And to Dave's point, 2 days later, all right, what about 2 weeks later? What about a month later? When is the statute of limitations run out on that? They can't have it both ways. This was a violation of her rights. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?